This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 7, written by George Vink. Being good neighbors, from Proverbs 3. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you," when you already have it with you. When we moved into our new home a week before Christmas, we didn't take time to hang out lights or a wreath in the door. But we did make sure that our carved wood Shalom sign was prominently displayed. Coming home one day, we found a plate of homemade cookies with a card saying, "Happy Hanukkah," or "Merry Christmas." Our neighbors wanted to welcome us, but were not sure if we were Christian or Jewish. Upon thanking them, we shared a good laugh followed by a good conversation, including their statement, "Our tools are your tools." Responding to his disciples' request, "Lord, teach us to pray," Jesus used the example of a friend's need for boldness as well as a father's desire to give good gifts to his children. Helping others is a powerful way to demonstrate our love for God and our neighbors. What good is it if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? James then goes on to illustrate the need to match faith with actions, as Abraham did. As Jesus' followers, we hear the admonition, "Do not withhold good when it is in your power to act." Christians should be good neighbors. Will you pray with me? Gracious giver of gifts, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we needed so desperately. Help us to be more like him by being good neighbors. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.